sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into hour number two here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, August 12th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual in this time slot, Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord, both locations, downtown Gaylord as well as the south location. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chuck and Randy.
Did you hear about the lawsuit that was filed compelling Governor Gretchen Whitmer to call for that special election in the 35th State Senate District? Did you hear about that?
It's about time. Where has this lawsuit been? Where have these people been? Why didn't the House get their attorneys together and find somebody to sue? Like, this has been my whole thing, Randy, for the last 5 years. You no longer can guarantee that the legislature in this state is going to act on our behalf in a fashion that means what the people want. So that means if that branch of government sucks, the governor sucks, what branch do we have left to go to?
Exactly.
I guess that's the judicial branch, and that's where I've been winning for 5 years. No offense to all the legislators in the state, but they're not doing their job right now. Sorry, they're just not. And the only other avenue we have is a judicial branch. So it's about time that somebody down there in the 35th got off their behind and got something done. Unfortunately, this is the way that we're going to have to do it, I guess.
Right. Well, the attorney, Ellison, he's been sanctioned for filing frivolous lawsuits, but this one, he actually refers to the state's constitution, Article 5, Section 13, that basically says the governor shall, which means you have to do it. The question, the ambiguity in the constitution, it doesn't give a number of days. It doesn't say she has to issue writs of election to fill vacancies in the state senate or house of representatives within 14 days after such a vacancy occurs. It doesn't have that verbiage in there. Is that something that maybe then we should pass a law when we get Republican governor control of the House and the Senate? Is that something statutorily as a way to kind of amend the Constitution so that we can make sure that we have, you know, elections called within, you know, a couple of weeks after they're vacated?
Yeah, because what you're seeing is you're seeing the weaponization of you can't really say the weaponization of a law, but you're seeing the weaponization of, again, the ambiguity or the lack of structure in a law.
Yes.
And when it's the omission of information is being used in the way that Whitmer is using it to clearly keep control in the Senate. That there is no other reason why she wouldn't call that election. it is clearly because of maintaining power in the Senate. So when you have a governor that's using the lack of information in a law to her benefit or to one party's benefit, because if it were a Republican, I'd be saying the same damn thing. It's yep. not right. It's not – the people should have representation. So it's about time that somebody in that district down there got things together and sued. Because unfortunately, like I said, that's apparently the only way that some things are going to get done in this state.
Absolutely. Well, again, I say it goes all the way back to the Boston Tea Party. You know, taxation without representation.
It doesn't get any simpler than that.
Amen, brother. Hey, we're going to take a short break. Continue with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. If you've got a question for him, send it to my phone, 231-360-5140. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
By Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. The website is ironpigsmoke.com. You can go there and check it out. You can place orders to go. You can rent the great new pavilion they have there at the South location. Excited to have him on the show today to talk about all that. But most importantly, You've been in court. You've been fighting the good fight for, like you say, 5 years. And to my knowledge, you're the most successful, victorious plaintiff in these lawsuits, Ian. And basically, you said it in the first segment. I guess that's the way we got to fight this fight, just like the Democrats tried to do everything in court. I guess us conservative patriots, we got to do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an uphill battle. The Democrats definitely have the judiciary from basically the top down in this state. And, you know, that's one thing that really hasn't been discussed much in this last election, is last two elections, honestly, in Michigan, how poorly we've handled the judiciary elections in Michigan. I mean, that court, the Michigan Supreme Court, has completely flipped in the last 5 years. We used to have a conservative majority. Now it's, what, 6-1 Democrats? Uh-huh. So getting a Republican governor in that seat is definitely going to help the judiciary because of all the appointments that the governor does get to make. And we've had 8 years of terrible appointments all the way up and down. But having said that, there are clearly some very good judges in all of the different levels. The Court of Appeals, there are not many good conservative judges, but there are some. It is unfortunate that in a representation style government that we have, that both chambers in Michigan really don't seem to be getting much done. Now, it sounds mean sort of when I say that, and I know some of these legislators, but they're just so entrenched down in Lansing, they just can't get anything done. And then when you look at committee assignments and all these other, there's just such favoritism that's played. This whole entire thing is about the Michigan Constitution. That's what they write these laws based on, is the language in the Michigan Constitution. It's been so bastardized over the years. We just got to get back to the plain language, and that's really what my lawsuits have been about, is just, again, going back to the simple, plain language that's in Michigan's Constitution. We don't need to extrapolate all these crazy things out of it. Just use the simple language and allow us to have our liberty back. That's really all I'm looking for.
Right. Well, and again, these laws that they pass, the way they're written, because of the ambiguity, the wording, the almost, I think, and it's intentional, written in the bills specifically this way. We have an attorney general, we have a secretary of state, we have a governor. All three of them are attorneys, and they know how to literally read the words word for word and then stretch the law because of that ambiguity, the way they're so poorly written and drafted, to take advantage of it according to their, you know, political agenda.
Yeah, it's been pretty wild to watch, and you said it right there. The way that they take and extrapolate meaning out of these things, as in we discussed before, the governor shall call an election. Well, there's no specificity behind a time frame. We know within 90 days, within 60 days, within 120 days, something has to compel her to call that election that is now being weaponized against the citizens, not only in that district, but obviously the entire state because of the balance of power in both chambers. So something has to be done, and I'm so glad that finally somebody down there in that area figured out that even if it is, if it turns out to be frivolous, I mean, it could get completely thrown out of court, and there are remedies for that. They can appeal, but somebody's got to do something. Somebody's got to keep this in the headlines to keep the pressure on these people, because the more pressure shows exactly why she's refusing to call this election.
Yeah.
So this is just what we, the people, have to do.
Yeah, exactly. Since they went to full-time legislature in 1967, they did a constitutional convention in 1963, went to full-time legislature. On average, it's taken 15 days to call a special election after a legislative vacancy. And that, as of today, Ian, it's 220.
Precisely.
Unbelievable.
And that's all you need to say about it, right? And you said it before, it's how these laws are written. They're written so poorly. And it's not just this recent legislature in the last 5 years that have been writing. The health law that shut Michigan down was written in 1978.
Right.
The Emergency Powers of the Governor Act was signed back in 1940-something.
Right.
So it's not just recently. It's also recently.
Yeah,
but that's
absolutely.
Why we've got to get back to just simple, plain language. The speed limit on I-75 in northern Michigan is 75 miles an hour. It's not shall drive an appropriate and reasonable speed. That kind of stuff is stupid. Let's get specificity behind these laws. The legislature just needs to do their job.
Yeah.
Stop letting special interests get involved. We see that with this Public Act 233 and the solar and wind siting that we're fighting. This is one of the biggest pieces of crap that has ever come out of the Michigan legislature. And we're now seeing the cause for writing bad laws is we now have judicial conflict in Michigan. And that's the latest thing that we're going up against is five different lawsuits are now coming around because one area has an interpretation of this law and another county has a different interpretation of this law. And it's just creating all kinds of confusion. And like you said, it may just be by design.
Yeah, by design. I'm firmly convinced of it. Well, one of the things that you guys did, you did go in front of Judge Hunter, and actually you weren't really happy with his ruling. But you have asked for clarification going back at him. What's the status of that case and where are you at as of today?
So there was an order written basically awarding everything from our lawsuit to the defendants. Basically, the judge said Public Act 233 has no relevance here. So all of these charges, if you will, they're not charges, but everything that we were saying basically has no merit because 233 does not apply to this solar siting project, which is just insane. So they've drafted the order. We are basically saying, no, we want a hearing on this order. That hearing has been set for September 5th, I believe, right here in Otsego County. So we are basically going to ask Judge Hunter why he believes the law of the land, Public Act 233,
sure,
has no bearing on a solar industrial solar project seeking an application in Otsego County. 233 is the law of the land. So we just want to know why Judge Hunter believes that it has no bearing on this application. So that's the next step for us is next month we want to hear why the judge believes that 233 doesn't have any relevance here.
Well, and not only that, but that's 3 weeks from this Friday. And the thing of it is, again, if you look at Public Act 233, it specifically lays out the process. If you want to do a solar project, you know, a windmill, whatever, if you don't get your permission granted at the local level, then it automatically goes to the Michigan Public Service Commission. That's basically what it is. How can he possibly say it's not applicable to this application that's pending right there in Otsego County?
Yeah, it seems like what he's saying is Public Act 233 isn't relevant because Otsego County had its own solar ordinance from 2021. And that seems to be the basis of his argument is that 233 doesn't come into play because Otsego County has an older solar ordinance versus Sheboygan County now in Grant Township. Sheboygan County just passed their solar water park is the ridiculous name that they're putting on theirs. They passed that in Sheboygan County last week. They have this compatible renewable energy ordinance that Otsego County did not have. So they went ahead and created the five-part test for this developer, went into closed session for the better part of an hour last week. They came back, their attorney spoke for 4 minutes, and then they said, you cannot put any more restrictions on this developer unless they agree to also put the, or essentially if they offer up more restrictions from the developer, which is just ridiculous. So that's what I believe Judge Hunter's hanging his hat on, is he's saying, well, Otsego County had an ordinance already. So 233 is irrelevant. But that's not what the law 233 actually says. 230 says you must have a CREO, compatible renewable energy ordinance. So right. We have some counties that have one. We have our county and other counties that do not have them. So this is where the whole thing's going to come to a head, is why do you believe that they don't have to have a CREO when it clearly states in the law that you have to have a CREO? And in fact, the attorneys that helped craft that law even said that you have to have a CREO, which, by the way, Randy, are the attorneys for the developer here in Otsego County. So they're actually making an argument against themselves when they help craft this law. It's the most wild thing I've ever seen outside of the entire health department nonsense that we've gone through for the last 5 years. It's right. Just wild. But again, it's a bad law. This is what happens when terrible legislators pass a bad law. And that's what we had in Lansing for at least 2 years when the Dems were in control.
Well, the main point is this. Doesn't state laws supersede and override local ordinances that are passed by a county commissioner's board? Once they passed it in Lansing, doesn't that actually provide higher precedent than anything that the Otsego County commissioners did?
Usually, again, I'm not an attorney, but usually that is my understanding. Now,
that's my understanding.
Zoning is a little bit different. And this is the crux of the issue. Local control for zoning it's always been the thing. Now, you might not like zoning. I might not like zoning. There's plenty of people that don't like zoning.
Right.
But it's there to protect property rights and your neighbors and you. I don't want a gas station in the middle of my neighborhood. That's what zoning is there to protect. I don't want an industrial solar plant across the street where there's cornfields. That property owner could decide to sell his 400 acres over there for solar panels. I don't want that.
Yeah.
Not in my backyard. I don't care. You can call me that all day long. That's fine. But zoning is a little bit different, and that's where people are so upset, is why is the state taking away local zoning control? And that's what 233 does, and that's why I'm upset about it. And clearly, thousands of people around the state are also upset about it.
Right.
So here we are.
Yeah. Well, listen, we greatly appreciate you and your attorney, David Delaney, taking up these cases and fighting the good fight. And again, folks, this is why I've asked for years now, going all the way back to the China virus, that you guys need to go over and eat at the Iron Pig the next time you're in Gaylord, either downtown location or check out the new South location on Old 27 4029. It's about a mile south of exit 279, right off of I-75, right across the street from Otsego Lake. Great location. They got a great venue. If you want any events, all kinds of things. You could do political events there. You could do weddings. You can do everything. So, Ian, again, they can check it all out on the website, ironpigsmoke.com.
You betcha. Everything. Booking. You can order food. You can order, you know, our Barrel Club membership right there for our brand new bourbon that's coming out this fall. Everything's right there. IronPigSmoke.com.
Excellent. Okay, man. Fight the good fight. We appreciate you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, sir. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.